It's been 1 week since County of Simcoe Paramedic Services switched over to a new emergency dispatch service and, according to officials, things are going smoothly so far. Local paramedics officially made the change on November 13th, joining multiple services throughout Ontario in implementing the new Medical Priority Dispatch System, MPDS, a new software system that allows ambulance communications officers to determine which 911 callers need help first. This is based on how serious a person's medical condition is and is aimed at ensuring paramedics are more readily available to be dispatched to urgent, life-threatening calls faster. The MPDS system is being rolled out this month in Simcoe County, York Region, Beausoleil First Nation and Rama First Nation. It had already been launched in the Toronto, Peel Region and Ottawa, among other municipalities. Patrick Hervieux is the Deputy Chief of Simcoe County Paramedic Services. Nikki Cole, Barrie Today Files. The real advantage of MPDS is its capacity to help our dispatchers prioritize calls based on urgency, effectively managing resources, Patrick Hervieux, Deputy Chief with County of Simcoe Paramedic Services, said. This ensures that when a 911 call comes in for a life-threatening situation, we have the right resources ready to respond swiftly, which is vital for improving patient outcomes, he added. Rest assured, our commitment to caring for the community is not changing. If you call 911, we will be there. It may just take a bit longer if your situation can safely wait. The previous dispatch system worked on a first-come, first-served basis, which meant dispatchers and paramedics were unable to prioritize calls based on the level of urgency. The new system now gives dispatchers the opportunity to gather significantly more information, which in turn helps them assess the urgency of a call and prioritize the response more effectively. We know it's been a success in other jurisdictions, and we look forward to seeing further benefits in Simcoe County, said Warden Basil Clark. Under the new MPDS system, patients with non-life-threatening needs could receive a delayed response from paramedics as a result. However, dispatchers will remain in contact with callers, ensuring they remain stable and are able to safely wait until paramedics can respond to their needs. According to comments made by Jane Sinclair, the county's general manager of health and emergency services during a September committee of the whole meeting, the county is seeing a significant increase in requests for paramedic services. Sinclair has said the department saw an increase of 20,000 calls in 2023. She also noted they are anticipating a 6.3% increase over and above that moving forward and expect to exceed 96,000 calls this year.